my dear brother. Yes, I realize I'm naked. I have been for the last 2 miles of walking or so. But thank you for noticing, my very observant big brother. Yes, I was wearing a dress this morning. A very pretty dress that I had spent weeks making. It was my favorite dress too. What happened to it? Well, unicorns. That's what happened to it. You know, when our family moved out there, in the middle of nowhere, I actually kind of liked it. It wasn't like the big village with its dozens of people. I didn't even mind that we were the only farms for leagues and that I didn't have any other girls to play with. Then, when I began to grow into the body of a woman, the unicorns began to take notice of me. I know you've seen them around me, although they usually run as soon as they see someone like you. At first, it's really flattering to have this big, majestic beast come up to you and nuzzle up to you and want to put its head in your lap. I mean, I grew up loving horses, and unicorns are basically magical horny horses, right? Then they just leave their horn poking up there, kind of expectantly. It's kind of natural for a girl to be curious what it feels like and to want to touch it. And you know what? The unicorns want you to touch it. Well, not you. Me. They really like having it stroked. Really, really like it. And it never bothered me too much, at first. It was just something that happened occasionally. But then apparently these unicorns talked to each other, and word got out that I give good horn jobs, and suddenly, it's literally every day. Sometimes multiple times a day. Like, they have a line going, and I'm supposed to be working the fields, or gathering berries, or things like that. I'm not getting any work done because I'm so busy servicing unicorns. So today, when I'm looking for wild mushrooms and a unicorn just appears and kind of gives me a sly look, I just kind of snap and take off running. I figured that I was 18 now and ready to move on with my life. But of course, I can't outrun a unicorn. He just kind of flanks me and suddenly he's in front of me and I try to stop but just end up sitting on my ass. Oh, grow up. I can say ass around you. You're looking at far worse than that right now. So he sticks his head in my lap and clearly expects me to get on with it. But I just shake my head and cross my arms. He keeps nuzzling my stomach and stuff, but I'm not having any of it. So he seems to get annoyed after a bit. So then he just pulls his head back a little and waves that horn around real quick. Did I ever tell you how sharp those things are? Anyway, he waved it around real quick, like you waved that sword of yours around, and suddenly, my dress and everything underneath is in tatters and hanging off the end of his horn. I'm pretty sure he laughed at me, in a horsey way, and then just kind of cantered off into the forest. So I walked back, naked. It's not like there was anyone there to see me. It's a full day's trip to the next farm, and that's mostly all girls anyway. And the entire trip, I'm just realizing how much I absolutely loathe unicorns and never want to see one of them again. This stops today. Well, they only want to be near me because I'm pure. Mom never has these problems, so I need to take care of that. Being a maiden sucks. No, I'm serious. I've had a good hour or two to think this over, and if giving up my virginity is the only way to keep the unicorns from harassing me, I'm fine with it. I haven't got time to wait for courtship and marriage, especially since the nearest eligible male is 3 days away by wagon, and he's a little too fond of his sheep. What do you mean it looks like I'm out of luck then? I'm not going another day with those lecherous unicorns out here. I haven't got all that many dresses. I'm ending this entire maiden things today. Yes, I know there aren't any eligible men nearby. So, I have to start looking at ineligible ones. And there's one right here, right in front of me. Oh, for God's sake, put that sword back. There's no one sneaking up on you. I was referring to you, you idiot. Yes, you. You're the lucky man that gets to deflower me. You can't honestly tell me you haven't thought of me in that way, can you? I'm actually kind of surprised you haven't chased me down and bedded me long before now. That's how it usually happens on these remote farms. Dad probably would have done it already if Mom weren't keeping such a close eye on him. Besides, you haven't averted your eyes from my newbie young body the entire time we've been talking. Except for when you first saw me. And you're already threatening to rip open those pants with your thing. I'm the one who'd have to mend them through. I can see you're hesitant. I'm sure it's not that you don't want to, but you listened to too many of those sermons when we used to live someplace where you could get to a church in a timely manner. And you're probably afraid of what mom and dad would think. Well, they don't have to know. I won't tell them. Why will I? You're doing me a huge favor by saving me from these unicorns. And I'm the one who suggested this. It's not like you hunted me down like some perverted unicorn had pressured me into acts I didn't realize were sexual to begin with. Let me just show you what the unicorns would make me do for them, at least. If nothing else, I don't want to have to mend those pants later on, because I already have a new dress I need to work on. So let me just take it out before it breaks out on its own. There, that's not so bad, is it? And this is actually more pleasant for me than stroking some hard horns. You're nice and soft. Well, at least compared to them. You're still pretty hard, all things considered. It seems far less dangerous, though. I don't think you could remove a woman's clothing with it. Well, not in the same way the unicorn did. There's a little bit of wetness leaking from your cock. The unicorns would have a little bit of magic energy start leaking out of their horns as I touch them. Then, at the end, there will be a huge burst of magic coming out of the tips of their horns and onto my face, or dress, or wherever they decided to aim. It tickled, but never left any kind of residue or stain behind. The first few times it happened, I was enchanted. And then I started to realize I was giving horn jobs to horny unicorns, and they were magically giving me cum bath. That's what really started to turn me against them, I think. Although I did learn how to pleasure myself with my fingers as I rubbed their horns. I guess they kind of pushed me into doing it, with my skirt pulled up high and my free hand touching myself as I touched them. Obviously, men don't work the same way, other than I can still touch myself, just like that, as I stroke you. It's easy since I'm actually naked this time. Oh, instead of magic, you have fluid. But I can't have you wasting that in my hands, or face, or naked chest. Well, I'm sure you'd enjoy it. I'd still be a virgin. And a target of lecherous unicorns. I can't go another day like that, though. So, you must take me. Yes, right here. There's a nice pile of hay, and that is soft enough for me. And I've made myself wet. Far wetter than I ever was for those accursed unicorns. So I will lie naked on this golden hay, lit up by golden rays of sun. And under your gaze, or perhaps a unicorn or two. I know they're out there. I don't think they'll come near with you here, but still, best that you get on top of me quickly. And we get to deflowering me. Oh, don't tease me like that. You're driving me crazy by just rubbing it on the outside like that. Please, just put it in. When I started thinking about this on the way home, it started to make me more and more excited, despite myself. Just put it inside of me. In a way that the unicorns never yet did, but that I was afraid it would do. I would have been torn apart as easily as my dress. But a unicorn is not made to fit inside a woman. But you, a man, even my brother, are. Please, make love to me, dear brother. But only to save me from the horny unicorns. If I have to worry about an overly amorous brother after that, well, that's the lesser of two evils. Yes, there I go. I'm not a virgin anymore. No, that doesn't mean you have to stop now. I think we should see this through to the end, just so the unicorns don't get confused or something. So, go ahead and fuck your sister properly. Just like that will teach the unicorns to leave me alone. I wish there was one right now, watching my big brother make me into a real woman and ruin all of their fun. I know they're out here, hidden by the trees where we can't see them. They must be furious. Let me put my legs around you. I saw Mom do that with Dad. Oh, I know you spied on them too. See? It makes it easier. And now you're touching a different spot as me. That's it. Keep doing it. Just like that. A little less gently. I've got some anger against unicorns to work out. And I know you're holding back. Oh, don't. I want these unicorns to be able to sense how well I got fucked. Keep going. Don't stop now. Not until we're both done and you plant your seed in me. I don't care what happens. If your seed grows, then the unicorns won't even need to get close to know I'm not a virgin anymore. And we can get our own farm miles away from here, where no one knows that we are brother and sister. Yes, I've given this some thought. I had the entire walk back. Like I said, there aren't many men around here, so I think about you sometimes. Think about us doing things like this. Think about us raising a family together. But first thing first, finish making me a woman. Finish making me your woman. And saving me from the unicorns. That's important too. Just keep up ready. I'm coming. Okay. Thank you so much, my big strong brother. You don't know how happy this has made me. In fact, I kind of want to run out right now and see how these unicorns react when they see I'm not a virgin. But maybe that can wait. There's something else I want to do even more right now. Besides, we want to make doubly sure they know I'm not a virgin, right? But also, I never would have done all of these things with the unicorns, or you, if I wasn't every bit as horny as they were.